You can do it, Jeff.
Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, the world's largest camera with photographer Dennis Menarche. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man with two mini retinas, it's Michael Feldman.
Well, you know, each week we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. That's right. It's time for thanks for the memos and thanks for the listeners. We got a classic here, but it is a classic, too. It's an exchange of letters from 1964. So it's a classic memo or letter exchange in this case from the Plumbing Contractors Credit Protective Bureau to an individual and a reply. From the individual, and it's quite good, I think, somewhere in Iowa. Dear Mr. S., demand is made for immediate payment of $11.38 plus $1.68 interest for a total of $13.06. Your creditor trusted you and believed in your intention to pay. They have been exceedingly generous in requesting that action be deferred on this long past due account in order that you might have a final opportunity to make amicable settlement. According to the terms of the protective contract, I'm almost through with it. I'm okay. According to the terms of the protective contract, we cannot again accede to your creditor's request. Payment must be made now. Income tax laws prohibit creditors from charging off accounts for tax purposes unless they have exhausted all available legal means to enforce payment. You will wish to avoid the inconvenience and additional expense incidental to drastic action. It is therefore imperative that the above amount be paid directly to your creditor within the next 5 days. Respectfully, somebody, the manager. This is the response, handwritten, from Mrs. S. And it reads as follows. Dear sir, I have called Mr. Blank and told him that I refuse to pay for this labor. The man with one eye who did the work offered me $15 to go to bed with him. I can't prove this, but I swear to God it's true. We will pay for the brass plug he replaced in the drain, but not the labor. Please let me know how much we owe, minus labor. Thank you very much, Mrs. S. There you have it, a classic. We don't know how it came out. Classic memo exchange of... Huh?
Fantastic.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And where can they send those memos and what have you?
They can send those memos
and classic.
To, particularly classic memos like that,
yeah.
Vintage, to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Yeah, but vintage for you is like the 90s, right?
That's right. Mm, yeah.
That's so
neon.
Weird. Because when you said on Halloween you played some vintage, like Pac-Man and vintage arcade games.
Yeah.
Oh. Vintage is, to me, 1930s.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You said antique. Use the word antique.
Did I use the word antique?
You were antique.
Ooh.
This is my life we're talking about here.
There were some really, really old pinball machines.
Yeah.